This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Protesters in Tel Aviv stayed late into the night on Monday, demanding an immediate hostage deal in a huge demonstration that grew louder on Sunday after six Israeli hostages were found dead in a Gaza tunnel. It comes as the largest trade union launched a 24-hour general strike to press the government to reach a deal. And protesters who earlier attempted to disrupt Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's news conference set fire to wooden pallets holding banners and playing drums. Netanyahu blamed Hamas for the deaths of the six hostages a few hours before Israeli troops reached them and rejected calls to soften his demand to keep troops in the southern Gazan border area as the price for a ceasefire deal. Large-scale polio vaccinations began on Sunday in war-ravaged Gaza, hoping to fight against an outbreak in war-torn Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Authorities plan to vaccinate children in central Gaza until Wednesday before moving on to the more devastated northern and southern parts of the strip. At a medical clinic in Deir el-Bala, central Gaza, Wafa Orbed, a mother of three children who received the vaccine, says she's thankful for the vaccinations. This is one of a series of diseases that spread during the war, she said. And this disease is frightening. From the moment we heard about it, we were afraid. The campaign aims to reach about 640,000 children there. Israel's agreed to limited pauses in fighting to facilitate the campaign, according to the WHO. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine's foreign ministry said on Monday Mongolia's failure to arrest visiting Kremlin leader Vladimir Putin, wanted on an international warrant, dealt a severe blow to the international criminal law system. Putin arrived in Mongolia on Monday for talks about Russia and China.